Parsha this week talks about Shoftim v'Shotrim. It's a very interesting pasuk. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. What does it mean, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof? Should say tzedek, tirdof. Or aseh tzedek, tzedek. Do justice. It says tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. That means, first of all, it's a mitzvah on a judge. When Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Klal Yisrael about the parsha of Shoftim, the beginning of Yisrael, it says, Ki amishpot le'elokim hu. That means when you want to have a disagreement about Dinei Mominus, obviously you want to win. Just this way you'll save money. But realize that there's a Torah in this world. And the Torah says what money belongs to you and what money doesn't belong to you. And make sure that when the judge judges, he's not deciding who I want the money to go to, no. What is he deciding? He's deciding something else entirely. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, what the Torah says, who the money belongs to. It's the first thing. But tzedek, justice, is a very elusive thing. And a lot of grays in that. And you have to be rodef after tzedek. So Rashi says, what does it mean, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof? Halech acha bezdin yofe. You have it in Torah. You have it in Torah. The question is, which bezdin do you go to? The bezdin you're going to win with? Or the bezdin that is going to be the one that you can trust on to give the right psak din. So it depends what your attitude is. Whether your attitude is the money I have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I only want money that he feels belongs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says belongs to me, so therefore I have to have a Beis Din for the biggest Talmidei Chachamim and the straightest people and Yashas Ad HaSof. Or I want to manipulate the system to end up with the money that I want. So it says no. When you come to Dinei Mominus, you have to halochacha bezdin yofe. People like to choose rabbonim. When they choose rabbonim, how are you going to pasken on the following questions? They don't care what the Torah says. They're not accepting the Rav as a posek. They decide what they want, and they manipulate everything around that. But Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Psak Halacha is trying to be mechaven to the emes of Torah. And Psak Halacha in Dinei Mominus is mechaven to the emes of Torah. You have to chase it. You have to make it a goal. Another pshat, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. But take a look, Targum Yonason, kushta bekushta to heavy rod. Kushta bekushta says truth with truth. The means don't justify the ends. Don't lie. You go into Beis Din, and you've chosen an honest Beis Din. It reminds me of a story. I once had a yeshiva, was not all in one building. We had to rent diras where our talmidim were in diras. And so therefore they were dealing with all sorts of different landlords. once I had to go to Din Torah with one of the people who rented or something. Came up with the most outrageous lies imaginable. And the Beis Din believed every one of his lies. As we walked out of the Beis Din, he turns to me and says, I can't take the money, they said. It's Geneva. I said, you knew you were lying. He says, well, I didn't think they were going to believe me in all of the lies, just in some of the lies, so maybe it would straighten out what I get what I wanted. So, his lies were so outrageous, and the Beis Din believed them. Afterwards, we sat down and work things out, because he realized it would be outright gneva to follow the psak of that Beis Din. Because he lied. Tzedek tzedek tzida, kushta bekushta. The goal is emes and the means is emes, and you can't twist the emes as a mean, you can't use sheker as a means to what you think. Yashrus and emes, a very fundamental part of Yiddishkeit. Yashrus and emes go to the heart what it means to be a frum Jew. Unfortunately, nowadays, sheker is so prevalent. And sheker and financial thing, personal dealing so prevalent that sometimes when I deal with people, I get to feel that maybe lo signo is a midah chassidus for tzaddikim nistarim, but for the regular Jew, they don't view it on the same level as Chol of Yisrael or something like that. Emes isn't just a good idea. Rambam writes, Emes is a midah. In the halachta bidrochov, walking in the darchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means we have to imitate the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, v'halachta b'drochu mahu emes, af ato emes. But the Rambam has another very important yisod. For instance, the mitzvah tzedakah, chesed. So that mitzvah is to give money. But there's another mitzvah of being a bal chesed. Changing your midah so that your metzias is chesed, your metzias is rachum, your metzias is chanun. You feel along with another person. You kone a certain midah. Olachta bidrochov, Rambam learns, is to be kone a midah. Emes is also a midah. And emes is something one has to work on. Emes is a very hard meat in today's world, unfortunately, in the frum community, and the non-frum community too. I don't mean to prejudice this on the frum community. But somehow Jews learn from a lot of other things in society, where sheker is just so rampant that you have to train yourself in emes. It has become a meat, it has become part of you. Now, that's true in financial dealings. It's true in personal dealings. And it's true to be honest with yourself. People lie. Sheker is so predominant that you lie to other people, you lie to yourself, and you don't in the end know who and what you are. Emes is something that takes a lot of work. I'll go back to the beginning of, I spoke about this evening, rules of the yeshiva. To have an honest relationship with a person means you establish certain ground rules. I go into someone's house and honestly means he'll give me to eat what he knows are within my rules for what I eat, either for kashrus or for health reasons, etc. That's an honest relationship. Honesty in human relationships is the basis of everything. And when people are dishonest, in certain relationships, in the end, they're going to be dishonest in all their relationships. Because emes is a mida. One of the big problems sometimes you deal with in shidduchim, in marriage, people are so busy lying to themselves and lying to everyone, they can't establish an honest relationship with another human being. If you can't establish an honest relationship with another human being, you'll never have a true friend, and they'll be able to be truly married. And you can't truly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And an honest relationship is an honest relationship on all levels of honest relationships. With your chaverim, with your authority figures, with people you deal with. The Madrega being Dove Emes Bilvaval. What does it mean being Dove Emes Bilvaval? Being Dove Emes Bilvaval means you have to have Piv Liv Shovim. What comes out of your mouth is what's inside. What's inside is what comes out of your mouth. They're not two levels of relating to other human beings. Not two levels. You relate to everyone with straightness and with honesty. And it's the only way you can have a healthy life. It's the only way you can have a Torah life. Remember, must have been around over 50 years ago, I was talking with my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha. He used to fly between Boston and New York every week. That time, there was a whole shtick of being able to do it for $5. It would save a lot of money. So once he tells me, could you please explain to me how these people do it? So I explained the whole thing to him. He thought and says, you used to speak Yiddish most of the time. He says, ich versteh nicht, I don't understand. So I explained to him this whole shtick all over again. He thought. I don't understand. I was about to explain to him a third time. He says, no, what they do I understand. But what I don't understand is, and he began going, it's according to Rashi, and gave me a whole list of Rashi's. It comes out that it's Osir, it's Shekers Gnevas Das. According to Tosfos, and he gave me a whole list of Maramakomos, it comes out of Sheker, it's also it's Gnevas Das. And then a whole list of Rishonim one by one by one by one. Kol Yomai Gadalti Ben HaChachamim. I never saw Gdolei Talmid HaChachamim have the ability to say a Sheker. I never saw it. Well, then their whole life was about Koshas Emes. And it's Emes and Yashus. They were Kona that Midah. The real way they became Gedolei Yisrael is because when they spoke Torah, people realized it was a Torah's Emes because Emes was so much part of them. Now, an Emes in today's world of Sheker is so overwhelmingly present that among the biggest nisyonos in the world today is midas emes. Midas emes in money, midas emes in personal relationships, and it's going to travel you all through life. And even if you're old, it doesn't matter what, kushta or bakushta. Doesn't matter whether your goal is MS, but if you get to it in a shekel way, that's also no good. Not kushta bakushta. You don't lie in order to get to truth at the end. No. You get to truth through truth. Because the moment you justify any sheker, then there are no limits. That's what a midah is. A midah means it becomes part of you. And you can't justify it as a means or as an end because then it's not part of you anymore. And that's in all your relationships. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. And there's one thing the years in yeshiva will teach you, hopefully. It's the value of emes. Straightness. Someone asked me, Shaila, this week, told him not to do a certain thing. He says, why? What's the... The Gemara says, Harchek mina kior min hadoma le kior. Technically, it was honest, but it smelled too much of dishonesty. Stay away from it. Harchek mina kior min hadoma le kior. Make sure your life is straight. Make sure your life is emes. All your relationships should be emes. And dealing with everyone. But dealing with your rabbeim, it should be emes. Dealing with chaverim, it's your emes. Emes is emes. And it's a struggle, today's world, of kulo sheker, to be koner, not only to act emes, to be koner than as a midah, that you're just repelled by sheker. Probably, I was thinking, in this week's parsha, there are countless things to talk about in this week's parsha. Probably a thing in today's fake world, where everything is fake and everything is sheker. Most difficult meat in today's world to struggle for, to acquire, is the meat of emes. That's, and when we finish Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Zomalcha Shemayim, say, Hashem Elokeichem emes. Hashem Elokeichem emes, Ulevado emes, V'chalsomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. My Rebbe Zichrono Levracha once asked the question, there's a chosim, a seal, and a chasima, a signature. It doesn't say chasimoso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. It says chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. What's the difference between a chasima and a chosim? He said, I can sign my name. It's very recognizable. It's my signature. Everyone has a signature. But no two times that you sign your name is going to be the exact same thing. A chosim, it's always the same thing. Always the same. There's no variations. Emes is straight. There are no twists and turns in Emes. And there's no such thing as 99.9% Emes. 0.1 sheker means it's not 99% Emes. It's sheker. Kushta bakushta. Your end is emes, your means is emes. You have to work to make sure that your whole metzius becomes emes.